like the skies, dark like the way. They turn each moment into blessed sway. Hold tight the skies, dark like the way. They turn each moment into blessed sway. Keys to an Islamic lifestyle.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Holy Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم has beautifully mentioned that whosoever recites 1,000 times Durood Sharif upon me daily, that person shall not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Marhaba and welcome to the viewers of Madani Channel to a wonderful and a beautiful series named Keys to an Islamic Lifestyle, in which so far we've learnt about the power of intention and what are the benefits of showing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how can one build a relationship with the Quran, and how can one remove the jealousy and anger and pride, how should one respect his parents, etc. MashaAllah, so far everything we've learned, each of those things unlocked or gave us a key to an Islamic lifestyle. Alhamdulillah, today a very important topic, and a, let's just say, a modern topic, in the sense that this is such a thing where every person is always discussing about. And today's topic is halal earning and barakah in wealth. A very important topic. We live in a time where everyone is constantly discussing among each other about investments, about side income, about business growth, about financial security. But very few are asking, and this is a very important question for each one of us, is my income halal or not? Because halal earning is not a money discussion. It is a dua discussion, a heart discussion, a barakah discussion, a day of judgment discussion, where if my earning is halal, blessings, barakah, success in qiyamah. If my halal or if my earning is not halal, it is haram, punishment in the grave, punishment on the day of judgment. At the end of the day, you have to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibadat are not being accepted. A morsel of haram went in the mouth, one's ibadat are not getting accepted. And if this foundation is corrupted, turns of the dua discussion, barakah discussion, day of judgment discussion about our halal earning, if this foundation is corrupted, everything built on it is unstable. Allah Azza wa Jal beautifully mentions in the glorious Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس كلوا مما في الأرض حلالا طيبا ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين. Translation from Kanzul Iman. O people, eat what is lawful. Again, O people, eat what is lawful and pure on the earth, and do not follow the footsteps of the devil. Undoubtedly, he is your open enemy. Now notice carefully. Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned halalan tayyiba, lawful and pure. And immediately after that, Allah Azza wa Jal says, do not follow the footsteps of shaitan. Meaning that haram earning does not begin with major crimes. It begins with small footsteps, just this once. It's a small lie. Everyone does it. I have to survive. All these things, they look very small, yet it sparks up an entire lifetime of misery and corruption just by a small thought of earning haram. Allah said you must earn halal, you must eat halal, eat from that which is lawful and pure. You stay away from things that are haram. Allah Azza wa Jal says, إِنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةً وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. Your wealth and your children are just a trial for you. And with Allah is a tremendous reward. Wealth is not proof of success. I'm going to have to mention this again so that it gets instilled in our hearts. Wealth is not proof of success. It is proof of testing. Allah Azza wa Jal deke bhi azmata hai, leke bhi azmata hai. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests you by giving you and taking from you. Allah gave you maal, He's testing you. Okay, what are you going to do with so much of wealth? Are you going to spend it in my court or are you going to become negligent and ungrateful? And Allah takes away from some people, gives them less. And He tests, is this person, my bondsman, my banda, is he going to be patient on what I did to him or not? If he's patient, I'm going to give him more. If he's not patient, I'm going to show him the punishment on the day of judgment. So, when Allah gives you money, He asks, as if He's asking, will you remain obedient to me or not? Or will you follow Shaitan's footsteps? The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam warned us. He said that certainly a time will come when people will not bother to know from where they earned the money, by lawful means or unlawful means. 1400 years ago, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam mentioned this, that certainly a time will come when people will not bother to know from where they earned the money, by lawful means or unlawful means. Any person who does not know the rulings of earning halal, it is necessary upon them to speak to the local imam, to speak to the local alim-e-deen, and learn the Muslim Masail, learn the rulings and the hukum of the Holy Quran. But is this halal or haram? If I invest in here, is it halal or haram? Is this type of earning halal or haram? There is no shyness in asking to become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let that sink in. There is no shyness in asking people to become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That if I ask, people will think, hey, this guy doesn't know, this person doesn't know, why is he asking? Does he actually want to really earn halal? No. You ask your from your own side. And ask those type of questions that make you obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, I don't know. I'm going to speak to this person. Oh, Alim-e-Deen, oh Imam Sahib, is this jais or not? Is this earning halal or haram? If they say haram, immediately stop it no matter how much of profit there is. But if it is halal, continue doing it. Today people say riba, interest, is normal. People say it's just business. People say you can't survive otherwise. Did Islam really teach us that? Did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam teach us that? Did Allah azza wa jal order us to earn haram? No. Allah ordered us to earn and eat from halal. And on one side we using what people say nowadays. Interest is normal now. Even I take interest. Allahu Akbar. Interest is normal for other people. We as Muslims don't believe that. We believe that interest is not permissible. When it comes to another way of earning, if it is haram, deceiving people, lying to people, it's a small lie. I only deceived once. It's just to make the deal. I have to lie and so that people can invest in my company. No. Earn little, but earn halal. It's million times better than earning a lot but earning haram. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, there is no flesh raised that sprouts from the unlawful except that the fire is more appropriate for it. Your salary feeds your body. Or those people who don't do jobs, who have their own businesses. Your earnings become your blood. If it is haram, the fire has more right over it. And this is not symbolic language. It is a warning that there is no flesh raised that sprouts from the unlawful except that the fire is more appropriate for it. That if your earning is halal, nothing is more appropriate for it except the fire. That no matter from how much you earned, if there is haram involved, the fire of Jahannam is going to be upon you. Allah Almighty says, Allah destroys usury. Usury, riba, interest, by removing blessings in it and gives growth to charity. Riba appears to increase this interest. It looks as if we got 1% back, 2% back, 3% interest, and our mal is increasing. Subhanallah. Allah Azza wa Jalla says it is destroyed. When Allah said it, leave what everything is apparent. Don't focus on the apparent things when Allah has said something against that apparent thing. Apparently, interest is increasing your wealth. Allah said it destroys your wealth. It will destroy your wealth. Allah said it and that's it. And we believe in whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Because we are believers. We are lovers of Allah and His Rasul Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah said riba is going to destroy, or riba is not permissible. Whether it increases your maal or not, it will destroy your maal. Charity appears to decrease. Example, if it is Thursday, Friday, Monday, whenever you gave money in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, 10 rand, 20 rand, 100 rand, 200 rand, 1000 rand, $50, $1,000, however much you gave. Apparently, that maal was removed. That money, that wealth was removed. It appears to decrease. But Allah says it grows. Giving in the path of Allah increases one's wealth. Barakah is invisible. Destruction is invisible. Both are invisible. Blessings and destruction. But when it happens, immediately it will strike that person. If it was haram earning, destruction will take place without giving a warning. But if it has halal, charity, barakah is going to come from places one cannot even comprehend. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, whosoever fears Allah, Allah will create for him a way of salvation. And Allah, see, whosoever fears Allah, Allah will create for him a way of salvation. And Allah will provide him sustenance from where he could not even imagine. This ayat-e karima eliminates excuses. If you leave haram for Allah, Allah Azza wa Jal will replace it with something better. Provision does not come from employers, markets, customers. It comes from Allah. Your earning is halal, Allah will increase your mal. Allah said it in the Quran. There is no doubt in the Quran. Whatever Allah said is haq and true. And Allah said that one who fears Allah, Allah Azza wa Jalla will create for him a way of salvation. And Allah will provide him sustenance from where he could not even imagine. You will be getting mal from places you can't even think of. And trust me, this is experienced. It will happen. Earn less, no problem. But make it halal 100%. And you will see your maal is going to increase. And honestly speaking, in this modern age, in this age and time, earning halal is very difficult. Really. It's made difficult. Because it is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That I'm going to test this person who is surrounded by countless of people who are doing haram. Is he going to be that person to do halal or not? When Allah tests you, He wants to see whether this person is patient or ungrateful. Earn halal, even if it is little, my dear brothers and viewers on Madani Channel. Earn halal. Earn halal. Earn halal. Halal is the only thing that is going to take you to Jannah. Haram is going to destroy all your good deeds. Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radhiyallahu anhu stated, the world is sweet and green. One who earns in it in a halal way and spends it in the act of thawab, reward, Allah Almighty will bestow reward upon him and will make him enter his paradise. Look at the balance. Earn halal, spend in good, then Jannah. Earn halal, spend good, and enter Jannah. That's our ticket. That's our, you can say, our focus now. That we need to obviously perform our salah. We need to constantly remember death. We need to make intentions good. We need to respect our parents. But at the same time, to feed our family, we need to earn. Earn halal, even if it is little. If your friends are earning haram, it is your responsibility to teach them this is haram and now start earning halal. You constantly must teach them, teach them, teach them. If they don't listen, you must walk away from them. Because bad company influences more than good company. If you are stuck with this bad company, you will be influenced in earning haram as well. Wealth itself is not evil. Haram is evil. We say, yeah, nahi itna maal, a person must not carry so much wealth, a person must not have so much of wealth because it destroys people. No. Haram wealth destroys people. Halal wealth increases your maal, increases your wealth, increases your sustenance, increases barakah, increases happiness, and brings you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Ka'b Ahbar radiallahu anhu has said, when a person attains any status and rank in the court of Allah Almighty, trials keep increasing for him. If Allah gives you more wealth, more opportunity, more status, your test increases. Your money does not mean less accountability. It means more. Meaning more money does not mean less accountability. It means more. The more you get, the more accountable you must become. The more status you gain, the more Allah will test you. The more respect you gain, Allah will test you. The more maal you get, Allah will test you. The closer you get to Allah, Allah will test you in different of ways. By children, by family, medical problems, family problems. Every person who is watching is going through some difficulty. If your difficulty is increasing, look at your earnings. If it is halal, accept those difficulties from Allah because you are getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned, Allah Almighty will illuminate the heart of the one who consumed halal for 40 days, cause a spring of wisdom to gush forth from his tongue and guide him in the world and hereafter. 40 days, pure halal. And Allah changes the heart. But what about 40 years of carelessness? Viewers of Madni Channel, there are youngsters watching, elderly people watching. Ask yourselves, is my earning actually haram or halal? Have I received a fatwa that this is halal, knowing it was haram because I bribed him? Some people bribe ulama so that they can give fatwa on their behalf, on their favor. That this is haram, let me get fatwa, let me pay this mulana, he will give fatwa, and this will become jais. Both the mulana is doing haram, and the person who is doing this bribery. Therefore, something haram, you want to make it halal, how? Allah made something haram, how are you going to make it halal? Drinking alcohol is haram. Buying and selling alcohol is haram. The money earned by selling alcohol is haram. How do you expect happiness in your life when your earning is haram? It has been mentioned, whoever acquired halal income, then ate from it himself, or wore clothes purchased with it, and also used it to feed and dress others from the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, in essence, or meaning his family and others, these actions of his are blessings and purity for him. Feeding your family with halal is worship. Clothing them with halal is purity. This is not ordinary living. This is ibadah. Halal earning is an act of worship. One day, while the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was with his companions, a strong young man passed by. The companion said, if only his youth and strength were used in the way of Allah. This is what the companion said. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, if he is out earning for his young children, he is in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he is earning to protect himself from haram or begging, he is in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he is earning for his elderly parents, he is in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he is earning to show off and boast, he is in the way of shaitan. Your intention transforms your job. It's the same work, different destinations. You earn from here, same person earns from there. But one person's intention is causing him to go to Jannah, and the other person's intention is causing him to go to Jahannam. Sayyidina Sa'd radiallahu anhu once requested, "Pray that Allah accepts my supplication." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "O Sa'd, make your food pure. Your du'as will be accepted." We want our du'as to be accepted. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us the best way: make your food pure. You want acceptance? Purify your income. Allama Abdul Rahman bin Ali bin Al-Jawzi rahmatullah alayhi, he said, "Haram food is a fire that melts the fat of contemplation, terminates the sweetness of pleasure of dhikr, and burns the clothing of true intentions. It is due to haram that blindness afflicts the sight of the heart." Then he advised, inshallah, and we'll end off with this: gather only halal wealth, spend in moderation, save yourself and your family from haram. Do not sit with those who consume haram. Do not eat their food. Do not guide someone toward haram. Do not aid anyone in attaining haram. The one who aids is a partner in the sin. Actions are accepted due to consuming halal. Hiding, destitution, and weeping in solitude are keys to acceptance and halal sustenance. This is spiritual surgery. Haram blinds the heart, halal illuminates it. On the day of judgment, we will be asked, how did you earn your wealth? How did you spend it? Not how much, how? Was it halal? Was it haram? How did you earn? How? Where did you earn from? Halal earning is not optional. It is a condition for barakah. Now we should choose. Do we want bulk, meaning a lot, but haram? Or do we want barakah? Do we want speed? Because haram earning is easy, meaning attaining haram is very easy and quick. Or do we want purity? Do we want temporary gain or eternal reward? Halal earning is not about being rich, fanciest house, fanciest cars, etc. Halal earning is about entering Jannah with a clean account. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us halal rizq and lots of barakah in our wealth and protection from every form of haram. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal that He really blesses us to truly understand which ways are halal earning and which ways are haram earning. آمين بجاي خاتم النبيين صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم.
Tight the keys that light the way, they turn each moment into blessed sway. Tight the keys that light the way, they turn each moment into blessed sway. Keys to an Islamic lifestyle.